What's up, everyone? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour right here on Dust Spot Radio Network. This is your boy, Steady J, and of course, in the building, partner in crime. What's up?
Hello, everyone. Hello. This is your girl, Desi.
What's up, Desi? How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh. And, you know, because you know how I feel about Wendy right now. I'm just not feeling her.
I know, but she hosts the Soul Train Awards, so yeah, we got to deal with her for another week. So
I know.
But no, I'm doing good. I just came back from Bible study. Well, I just got out of Bible study, so I'm in good mood. I'm in a good mood and good spirit tonight. So
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And as I see Riri in the building. What's up, Riri?
Hey, girl.
I'm not crazy. I'll leave a lineup. I know that's her. So I'll leave it open for now, but oh my God, man. It has been a crazy week. Yeah, yesterday sparked a whole different type of feeling.
I know. Let's get to it then. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, there you go. I can hear you.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Doing all right, y'all. They go Angela too. Hey, y'all calling in. There we go. It's a team all together now.
Whoop, whoop.
But, I already know you guys know what happened yesterday. It just, wow, what a way to start the week off. Well, Sunday starts the week, but heck, the weekday part of the week. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still tripping off of that. Mike, as far as what happened yesterday with police officer Darren Wilson, and he ended up getting a no indictment, man, it just baffles me how they can just continuously kill people for free. You know, and when I say that, I mean they kill us, and they go, oh, they were doing this. An unarmed person, by the way. And it justifies itself.
I just don't understand.
I feel like, and I'm not going to talk on it much because I'm going to get angry and I'm going to be ready to beat up somebody, but I'm going to just say this. We, like, everybody's acting surprised. Everybody's all pissed off. First of all, don't forget about slavery. Yes, I know it's been hundreds of years, but anywho, they still, I'm not racist, but you have some white people to drive around in their car, like, they're angry at us. Like, they'll let a white person in, but won't let a black person in. Like, we've been dealing with this since forever. We know about this whole racism. I honestly feel like some white people think that we should still be slaves and that they're just about the fact that we're not still slaves. And the system was not made for us, so we can't even expect, you know, yes, this did happen to him, but it's happening every day. It's some people that have not been broadcasted. It's happening in different ways. We just got to pray.
Yep.
Ain't nothing we can do about it. We was born into hell, and those that are last shall one day be first. So all we can do is pray about it. I mean, we get mad rioting and robbing stores and stuff. First of all, the store you probably robbed probably belongs to a damn black person, dumb. Second of all, we still got black-on-black crime, so we can't fix our damn stuff. How are we going to try to fix the white stuff?
We still got World Star Hip Hop fight videos.
Thank you. So that's all I'm going to say about it, because I'm getting pissed off now. So.
we talked about this on the show, and people were heated, and I was sharing, a lot of people, man, they was commenting on the feed crazy, like, can you please say my status on the show? Like, I was like, it was lighting up yesterday, people wanted to me to say this stuff in the social feed, and yeah, I mean, I feel them. It's ridiculous. But we came up with a bunch of different things because instead of always just acknowledging a problem, you got to find a way to find a solution, because you just mention problems all day and nothing's going to change. It's going to be, this happened, this happened. What you going to do to help change it? And I came up with a simple solution. And some people that are so short-sighted don't get it. They think it's just some cheesy thing. But a lot of people get where I'm coming from. And a lot of people, you know, they like, man, that's a good idea. And what better way? This happens during Thanksgiving week. Black Friday is coming up, which, by the way, is called Black Friday. Think about that for a second. Take your money and spend it on a black business. Because the power comes in where your money is being spent. It's not that's where it's translated. The power is translating to where the money is being spent. If we keep spending that money on, you know, there's not every white person at fault. Let's get that straight. Not every white person at fault for what happened. But we still got to take a stand. And the only way to make some noise happen is when you change the money to where it's going. Think about it. When we stop buying gas, all of a sudden that's when the gas prices want to go down, because you're creating a sense of chaos into the system where, damn it, ain't nobody buying this. Now we got to do something where they got to go use our stuff no more. And so in order to wake them up and start getting them to, you know, start showing some respect, you got to start spending money with your own people. There's too many businesses out here. You got Closet Karma. No, that's the same as Pub. But I'm just using this as a perfect example. You got a black-owned business that you got a chance to spend your money and be able to look good at the same time, but you're going to go into wherever spending hundreds of dollars and some fucking company don't even give a damn about you. I'm pretty much done with it. just like Houston said, I'm done. I get mad every time I start talking about it again, especially when it ain't the white people that piss me off more. It's the black people who are so short-sighted, like, we're not supposed to be mad. And, like, everybody just got mad yesterday. No, this is me every day. So, there we go. Uh-oh, did I lose y'all? Hello?
What'd you just say?
I thought I lost you. I was like, what's going on?
What did you just say? You had a question for us?
No, I was done. I was like, I'm pretty much done with it. It just like got real quiet.
I think everybody's on the I don't want to comment, I'm going to get pissed off type of thing right now.
It gets you pissed off every time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't even want to. I don't want to talk about it. Me personally, I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Right, but in short sight, people can say that it's people who just show up when this stuff happens. I think I can rightfully say that we here in this show, we talk about this stuff every day. We talk about the stuff that people don't want to talk about, too afraid to talk about, and have a real open conversation about it, even if you don't completely agree.
Right.
And eventually, you know, because Desi says a whole lot on here. Like, a lot of people, I think they take it for granted that you have a medium where you can really, and I mean really, say what you want to say and not have any backlash behind it and go, oh, man, I can't say because the FCC going to do this or whatever. Independent radio, especially because of podcasts and whatnot, we have a lot more freedom to really speak our mind and allow the people to speak their mind and talk for let them talk through us. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it on there. It's usually about that time. We usually come to about a music break. So we're definitely going to do that now. We'll come back. We're going to entertainment news and topic of the day. So we'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour. What are we going to start off with today? Let's start off with Amir Jackson, and then go to my boy faster than that. So here we go, right here on Good and Glamour.
We night riders, only killers walk beside us. Never tired, most wanted, you could call us flyers. Keep it quiet, or you could be the one who's dying. It's not surprising if I tell you I'm just here surviving. My younger days are filled with fist fights and heavy mobbing. Big bottles filled with toxins turn me to a monster. And then I got higher, smoking death out of coffins. Nearly lost it, came home, became war sick. Night rider, freedom fighter, read about it. 12 book series writer, spark a lighter, find the Bible. Hide my sins in full denial, flow sick is going viral. Walking straight into a spiral, back into the hands of power. Minutes pass until it's hours, high times, clock towers. I shut it down, no power, kick the dough and do a round of peekaboo, we fucking found you. All black, everything, if they call back, let it ring. My venom infects your dreams, black widow, Coretta King. I'm preaching, so let us sing. Don't cut off your angel wings, no matter what the devil thinks. Talk to God for a shrink, let the silence bring you peace. Cause it's not your time to speak, so go ahead and have a seat. Cause you're in for a feat that you won't expect to see. I guess that's how it's supposed to be. I don't let cowards close to me. Fool me once appropriately, and I confess it openly. And I'll be lying through my teeth if I ain't wanna see him sleep with dirt on top and clay beneath. Enough room to take a peek at black shoes on his feet that he doesn't really need. In my world, it's a deed to the pastor to proceed. Make sure you hear the word he reads. Only choice is to believe with a chance to be deceived. Family mourns your early leave. Tombstone RIP. My daddy named Reggie. Every other memory's empty. Truth be told, I think it's plenty. I'm already in my 20s, so there's really no convincing that the man in me is missing. Cousin clucking like a chicken. Found a bird and started tripping. Family tried to keep it hidden. Now the truth is being written, and you're forced to have a listen. Bad timing, good riddance. To a world full of wicked. Tried to stop me, but you didn't. I still pray for all your children. Hope the Lord will still forgive you. I just want to be the best, because after life is always death. Up until your first breath, waving for your first step. It's a lot to ingest, but it has to be ingest if you want it to be expressed. When I was born, I got possessed. Up to now, it's been repressed. A heart to Pandora's chest, giving life to the rest. It's a lot to accept. That's why it's locked in the depths. So don't get lost in your steps. Bye-bye.
Hey, what up, man? Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. Shout out to Jay Boogie for getting me to do this. I wasn't gonna do it at first, man. There ain't no beef on this end. Just to step the game up, man. A lot of niggas not rapping. Like at all.
I'm trying to make it to the top. Paper chasing up the steps like I'm Rocky. Once I get down, I'm looking down on everybody that tried to stop me. I feel like the Don, the King, not the same boxing. The boss heavy bag train daily though, cause losing ain't an option. Trying to take over the whole city, moving ain't an option. Every punchline combination is cruising with a pilot or taking the bad chicken, putting the bruising on the profit. I use the speed bag flowing hopes to show the folks that I know the ropes. I can easily say I'm GOAT, quote for quote. Blow for blow, I'm like smoking Joe. I know some of my leads that really rope a dope. Slow your roll, I'm headed to the ring. My flow cold, I need a overcoat. A lot of niggas overhype, my overhand is over most. Metaphors hit them like uppercuts, broken nose. Before you know, every floor I roll to have them on the flow, I'm dope the most. Hip-hop scene be having niggas reaching. The declining and rhyming is no big secret. But if we like Big and Pac and beef like Big and Pac, end of the day, we might die for the same reason. So lately, you won't hear me on a lot of niggas' speeches. The way I eat them, they tell me that I'm better off singing. I feel like Uncle Jesse again. H-Town is full house when the boys are back in town. They all out of seating. See, these niggas been playing for way too many seasons. And I'll never hate on how the next man eating. But when you feel like a barbarian and practice like you Aryan, makes sense for Houston to give you better treatment. Cold Park, this the same place that I was born at. Met a lot of women, went to parties, went to prom here. Came up like the Jacksons with family and comrades. Seen niggas die over Jacksons, comrades. And I'm tired of hearing East Coast, West Coast, like down south niggas only good for getting leftovers. Ain't trying to be the king of New York or the next Hoover. The next chosen, Red Ocean, the next Moses. Best quote and most deaf or deaf poet. They super bad or just choking, Seth Rogen. The whack rappers came and took the passion out of rocks. And if I had money, I'd rap about it. Shit, if I had it, I'd probably just put my mans on and kill all these DJs for playing these damn dance songs. Go up to the prison and smack niggas with their pants low for bringing it back to the same hood that we came from, like the kids ain't watching. And they don't know what their options is when they role models is just niggas fronting for followers. See, I can give a damn about an Instagram. Even if it wasn't an Instagram, I'm still a man.
Welcome to the world of A Savage. That's me,
and I'm a model from Sacramento, California.
Fine. I'm actually also a model with I Am So Divine, and that is a very great, unique, stable magazine where they really focus on individuality, and they're not your typical societal standard magazine in terms of what a model is supposed to look like. So they really embrace, again, individuality and everyone's individual views. So you should check them out there. And then part of that is Destiny. And so, again, they're correlated, and I'm a model with that as well. And, again, it's based on a lot of different things I just mentioned. So I'm so fine.
Nice.
All right, we're back, fools. We're back, fools.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was that last little clip or whatever you played?
That was a little, so that was a little drop that model over in Sacramento, California made. She was doing an interview on this video interview she was doing, and she actually made that drop in that video. I was like, wow, shit, that's love. So he was like, yeah, well, you can use that. You can use that as a drop on your show and whatnot. I was like, yeah, definitely doing that.
No, that was I didn't hear the words. It just sound like something. My bad. Maybe I'll listen next time.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was basically it was a commercial. It was a the sum of other people who didn't hear quite whatever. It was commercial promoting IamSoDivine.com, which is a model blog that's in coherence with DustSpot.com, which is a social network I created that is a hub behind the radio show. And so, yeah, it's another one of those. That's one of those, another black-owned site. We're not big like Facebook, of course, because we don't have millions of dollars behind us to do that. But I can say that for me investing my own money into it every freaking chance I get to run it, I think I'm doing a pretty damn good job.
Hmm.
And if I tell people how much money it costs me a month to run it, I think people have much more appreciation for the shit I do. But they'd be like, oh, whatever. Okay. Anyway, so in entertainment news.
Well, I did watch Love & Hip Hop yesterday, but my only reason for watching it was just to see Princess get pushed in the pool.
Oh, I just watched it, so I know. I got
that shit was worth every bit, too.
Yeah. Wait, is that the one? Hold on, I said I just got cable. So wait, so was the one? I'm trying to catch up. Is that when he had pushed the girl in the pool or whatever?
Yeah.
You know what? He really didn't push her. She really kind of swung and tried to push him, but he like blocked her in like the
reflex. Well, yeah, it was a reflex thing. It wasn't like he intentionally, you know, decided to push her, but she was being childish. You're going to throw food, you threw some salad, you was doing too much. And then you try to be quick. You're going to try to drink your wine and throw it at him. Be bold about it. Just throw it at him. You got to act like you drank it and then throwing it. You're doing too much. But that was funny as hell. I
agree.
What's another piece in that one? Something else I had said. What the hell? I don't even remember. No, Fez and Masika. Really?
Oh no,
and I would
Nikki.
Like.
Ain't that her name, Nikki? That big. With
I mean,
that,
not Masika. Nikki. There's so many things going on. You get them mixed up. It's just they got too much fakery going on in their facial. It's just too much. But Fizz and her, first of all, Fizz was like, he taking Tyler too long to get dressed. I'm sorry. I used to like him back in the gap. I really like Jay Brooke. But well, Fizz just looks like he just takes Tyler too long to get dressed. I can kind of see why he might have different women every year because it's kind of like you'll get tired of him.
Or maybe he kind of like gay.
You know what? You ain't the only person said that. Somebody else said that. I didn't want to say it, though. But somebody else was like, he gay. He just gay. So,
he do be having, like, some tendencies from time to time, but who am I to judge? Yeah. Who am I?
But to the listeners, if anybody has the real inside scoop on him and Monice, or whatever her name is, I would like to know because they say Monice is crazy, but something in me is telling me to believe her story. I don't know why. Y'all know I'm a little crazy, too, but I'm just saying.
I don't know. I did see, like, a post today where Amanda, I think her name, Amanda, his ex-girlfriend, was trying to go in on him on Instagram, calling him broken stuff. And Monique commented on it and, like, really chopped her up pretty good about talking shit.
Wow.
So I don't really know what's going on with that. What else happened on Love & Hip Hop? That damn Hazel is still delusional behind Young Bird. She got to be better.
Yes.
I think it's something that
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. But did y'all see the preview when Ray J kissed Tiara?
Yes, girl.
Girl. Oh, man. I know next week starts back to work, but damn, my show can't wait to see it. That's all I can say. But like,
they had a
week though.
But
they got
after his situation with Tiara, like, does she really want him back? Does she act like he hurt her so bad and she can't move on and, you know, took all of this? So at this point, now it's to like, okay, now what you previously wanted for him to want you back and you say that you're over him. So are you going to go back? Like, I don't really understand that. So when you're like, I'm trying to get over him and I'm, you know, trying to move on, and then you finally get over and move on, then he comes back, so then what do? Do you go back because this is what you really want, or do you just stay going your way even though you know and you said he disrespected you and treated you however?
They so thrown off and retarded. Who knows what the hell they going to do? It's just weird. This whole, really, honestly, all of these reality shows are getting more boring each season or whatever, but I mean, this last little show really made it good, and the next one is, I think, might be a little bit okay, but it's just a lot of weirdos they putting on this TV nowadays.
In a sense, I can agree. I mean, of course, everything is done for ratings. I'm interested in seeing how this whole Nellyville show works out. I'm not even.
Was it good? Did you see it tonight? Is it a good show?
Oh,
it's supposed to come on at
9:30,
right?
I think it was at 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be something that's like, you know, entertaining and like.
I think it's going to be boring because I think it's going to be real.
I just think they're doing it for TV. Like, I look at Tiny, Show, T.I. and Tiny. I just think it's for TV.
Yeah,
like,
they're doing it for a chick. It ain't got shit to
do with it. You can tell.
T.I. and Tiny, they're finally on the same scene together now. I guess because of the holiday, T.I. and Tiny. This show that they just showed, I don't know if it was. I don't know if this was a new show today or if they come on another day. I don't know. But the one that I seen tonight, right after Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, they were actually doing like a little Thanksgiving thing, and they did a fundraiser. And they was literally filming scenes together. And that's the first one I've seen all season with them together.
Right.
I don't pay attention because I don't really care for them. Yeah, it was just by myself watching it.
The family support that you get.
I got, I had looked, I don't even know why I was looking at it, but I looked at the, you know, little fight thing with T.I. and T.I. was on his little, talking about he ain't got no black eyes and nothing like that. But I was thinking about it, T.I. kind of gave him points because you real live tried to fight Mayweather.
No, he really don't get no points. That's just stupid.
Why?
Okay, at the end of the day, we're fucking adults. Okay. And we're just regular ass adults. They're million-dollar adults. And you're going to risk all your shit to fight somebody for what reason? Okay, say you fight him and you beat him up, and then what? At the end of the day, if you want to fuck your bitch, you can still fuck your bitch and be like, okay, I whooped your ass, but I still fucked your bitch. So what is, at the end of the day, what are you moving? You're not proving shit. Like, I hate people
that's true,
bitch, but I'm whoop your ass.
That ain't going to swing on Mayweather.
Like, what's the point? Okay, you whoop my ass, now what? I'm still going to do whatever the fuck I want to do with or without the ass whooping. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree with all that. But, it's honestly, it's a lot of dudes that ain't going to swing on Mayweather. So, besides the millionaire shit, because if I had $1 million, I would be wrong with a motherfucker about a motherfucking thing. But you got $1 million. Cool sound. But,
see, that's why people like him, why he go to jail for dumb shit like that. Like,
ooh, don't he? Man, they don't get the money to the right person. But if you give me some damn money, I wouldn't see jail. I mean, I don't now, but yeah. Y'all know what I mean. They get $1 million to the wrong motherfucker. You see, you got, well, Tiana ain't got $1 million, but still, they got a little bit more money than we do, and them motherfuckers, some clowns on TV. Give it to the right people. I'll show you some positivity.
It's not a matter of giving, it's a matter of earning.
Thank you.
Even though they make some stupid ass decisions, they earned it.
Some
fucking hell. But, I guess. I don't know. I'm
is that the only show that's on?
What
other show, reality show is on?
Actually, that was the only show that I watched yesterday. I'm looking forward. I thought of, like, the little trailer to Love & Hip Hop New York, and I see Johnny Blaze is actually on Love & Hip Hop New York. So that should probably be interesting.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, she's like on, like,
so
a trailer.
So I didn't know she so she had, like, some type of relationship with her? Because I didn't know they was, like, together.
With who, Drake?
Yeah.
From
what she kind of like a sideline type of shit, but on Love & Hip Hop New York, it's supposed to be her and Rich had some type of thing going on. So, ain't no telling, especially with Johnny.
I didn't know that.
Especially with Rich. Mona's so messy. Go ahead, Mona. I guess.
She sure is messy.
Just to think, like, woof. I don't want to know.
Very, very true. But I think, like, one thing, like, what reality TV is doing, I think, of course, it's all for ratings, but at the same time, I think it's, like, creating more kind of unnecessary type stuff. Like, I guess I get to the point where it's not even believable no more, you know? Because I don't feel nobody say, I just can't believe that Hazel E is this motherfucking dumb that she can't realize this. Young Bird really don't want her.
But honestly,
I just don't believe
no slugs at Berg. I don't know this man. Kudos to your job and what you're doing, but I think he's gay. I'm sorry. I just feel like this man is gay.
I don't know.
I don't see the hype in him. Why would you be, even if you're not that dumb, you are that dumb, you plan that dumb, why would you be over Berg? Really?
I don't know. I really don't know Young Bird, like, know much about him, if that makes sense. I don't really know much about him.
Yeah, me neither, but I'm saying, I was looking at him. It's still like, why?
I mean, to each his own. I mean, maybe he was a very romantic person when he pretends like he cares. I have no clue, but, yeah, to each his own. They can have it. Also, like, surprisingly, I haven't heard nothing about the whole Bill Cosby thing since yesterday. After that,
I'm tired of hearing about that too.
I'm kind of over that too because it's something.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave that right there. We can just go ahead and move right on into today's topic if you guys would like. I don't want to get this out. I really don't.
You really don't what?
I don't want to get pissed off.
Yeah. Social media will do that.
Social media and the news, period, will do that shit.
Mm-hmm. I know. I just started watching the news like a couple of years ago. I did not watch the news. Oh, I didn't give a damn what was going on in the world. It was just some bullshit that I don't want to see.
I can't. But, anywho,
today's topic is,
does the size of the ring matter? And that's, I think, it's a pretty good topic, of course, by our friend Desi here.
I'm just saying, you can't move the topic, but I really like this topic because a lot of my friends have gotten engaged recently, and everybody, you know
the size of that ring matters to them because they are so quick to take their hand picture, and they make sure like just zoomed in so you can see all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at my nails. Did you know I showed your ring? Stop lying.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them don't even like fake it. But, you know, does the size of the ring really matter? Let's ask Desi since it's her topic.
Right.
Yeah, because you got to really think of the question. I guess someone proposed to you. Okay, you know how Melody on the game, when Derwin gave her the ring, she was, like, taken back because it was, like, a little bitty. I don't know what type of ring it was, but it was so small, like the size of a Rice Krispie treat, kind of like that you'd be, like, a little girl, like, in elementary school or something. So, like, really, like, if a man was to propose to us, like, do we have to have something that's so, like, big and, like, all diamonds around it, and like, I don't even know how you count the diamonds when it comes to that stuff. I don't know, Houston Reed, you don't want us married, so I don't know. You have to like teach me that. I don't know. But like, do we have to do that?
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Well, you know, everybody is different.
I have to be quiet. My baby was looking for me.
I'm lying.
Oh, my God. But no, for me, I would have to say size doesn't matter. I have to say it doesn't matter. But I don't want something that's like if you could find in a Cracker Jack box or something like that.
But that mean it does matter,
Dizzy. No, it don't matter. I mean,
it doesn't matter, but don't bring her no little shit.
Okay. I guess I should say it matters then. Because I don't want something that's in a Cracker Jack box, but like a Fruit Loop box. Okay. So for me, I guess I have to say it matters. But I don't want to come off as, oh, I have to have like a big diamond on my hand, or like NeNe and like Wendy Williams, they have like the big diamonds. Like, I don't need all of that. Like, that's too much. Too much attention. I don't need all that. So just something nice, not too small, not too big, just like in between, you know, and we'll be good.
Now, just so you know, all only part of that a man heard was not too big, okay? All they heard was not too big. So they like, oh, shit, I can get a cheap ring from that point forward.
Oh, my God.
That is so funny. But for our ladies, like, honestly, like, this topic is really for us. So it's kind of like, you know, what do we want? Do we have to tell them? Do we tell them what we want so they'll know what to get? Because some men think they know, and then we be like, ugh.
They don't. Mm-mm. No, you don't tell them. You just show them. Like, you just leave.
You know what?
Shit, like, a magazine open on the page of a Takari ring that you might want. You know,
Angela do that shit for real.
Yes, because they go out there and have to be a white gold and then gold and rose gold mixed in one, shit stacked up on top of each other with 17 bands on. Look, don't have me walk around with that flea market shit. Give me one simple band, nice simple diamond. That's all I'm looking for.
That's all.
But look, this is a true story. Y'all, I think women just go pick out their ring. And just like, you know, like you said, don't make them stumble over the bus, do something. Because my husband, well, so he supposedly he had proposed on Christmas or whatever, you know, midnight, you open that one gift. And my gift, big old box, but it came down to it, it was a little ring. It was not a little ring. It was a ring in a box or whatever. So I looked at it, my dumb ass, I didn't even get this man time to ask a question. I said, oh, this is not a wedding ring. It's too little. I said, it's not a wedding ring. It's too little. And it was a wedding ring. But it wasn't my own personal thing that said, you know, it's too little. I just know him. That nigga loves money. So I just know he always said it was going to be, you know, big and extravagant. So I figured it wasn't the wedding ring. It was so little. But it wasn't so little because some people have seen my purse ring on pictures. It wasn't so little, but, yeah, I was expecting something extravagant like he talks about. So, yeah. But now my ring, I love it. So, y'all might see it on Instagram. Oh, to the well. I don't think it's that damn big, but it's cute as hell. That's why I'm always having mine in my pictures. But I would say, if you want them girls that don't want, what'd you say, the Cracker Jack ring? You better make that nigga stumble over a few pictures of what you think is the appropriate ring. Because you might hurt somebody's feelings. I don't know, you know, he ain't going to never tell me if I hurt his feelings. But I probably did. Don't be like me. You not sound out of 10 if you hurt that man. But hey. My bad.
That is actually kind of funny. Y'all think I'm playing, but in real life, I will send the person I'm dating. Like, if I see you sitting there, I will send a picture and be like, oh, look at my friend, Randy. It is so cute. I want something like that, you know?
But see, I did that. So that's why I figured that wasn't a wedding ring. I thought it was a promise ring.
Y'all don't understand. Okay, well, size matters slightly, but it's not like you want somebody to just break the bank buying a ring.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what if? And listen now, what if the ring happened to have came from, like, the pawn shop? But he didn't tell you that, but he got the ring from the pawn shop. Nice, shined it up real good. You would never know if you didn't mysteriously be nosy and creep up on it. How did you feel about that?
I wouldn't like a pawn shop ring because, oh, first of all, I'm going to need some insurance. I'm going to need to take it back every 6 months to get it cleaned and all that. You can't do that with a pawn shop.
I'm gonna need my jeweler to call me and be like, "Hey, you didn't come get your jewelry clean," so I'm gonna do that.
I'm ratchet. Y'all don't need to listen to me. I'm sorry.
I mean, but the pawn shop have nice jewelry. I think about $5,000.
Yeah,
because
if it's some
broken,
would have
put a lot
of nice ass rings.
Yeah.
Top of the line.
But how wait though? But do women really want someone else's ring? Because that was someone else's ring. We want our own ring. Do
even
you
if
even
it was
know
a ring
somebody
that you bought
else
for another female
though?
That nobody's ever want, you still don't want it. You want your own ring. You want when he walk in
absolutely
and pick
okay,
it out.
So if
you want that to be the thought for you, you want him going in there saying, "I want to make my baby proud, make my baby happy. I want a ring that's gonna say hell yes." You know, you don't want some shit that I bought it for this bitch, but she ain't work out. So I'm gonna get to you because it costs a lot. No, it don't work like that.
Okay, but what if, he gave you this ring, he didn't tell you it was from the pawn shop, you love this ring with all your heart, you just happen to find out it was from the pawn shop, do you all of a sudden hate this ring?
No, but you shouldn't, because you loved it at first, hey, like it and keep moving, shit.
So do you confront him?
You do kind of confront him, like, damn, you could at least told me, but if you loved it, then what's the point, what's the matter, what's wrong? You loved it. That's all that matters, that you love it, whether it's a Cracker Jack ring, whether it's a fake ring, because didn't Candy have a fake ring at first? She loved it. But Candy allowed people, they said it was fake, but she got a new one at the wedding, but Candy allowed people to, because she was telling her mom, like, I don't care if it's fake, I like it, I picked this out or some shit. But she allowed, really, her mama's opinion. And Candy, if it's not true, baby,
ooh,
so
I hate her mom.
Thank you for tuning in. But anyway, you know, I think a lot of her mama negativity and her mama thoughts changes Candy's thoughts. Like, the 7-bedroom house. She don't need all that. That's too much. She can take that house and be good with it or go live in an apartment. Either one's fine with me.
Okay, so let me say this then. Having a ring does that matter? Because, you know, it's a sentimental thing, you know, when you get married. Do you have to have a ring? Because it's really not about the ring.
Yeah.
It's really about the bond that the two of y'all have. And y'all,
yeah,
you know.
If you cannot afford a ring, then you probably shouldn't be getting married, because if a man does not have his stuff together financially,
no,
there's going to be all kinds of problems in your marriage.
No, I'd rather have my ring than have an actual wedding. You're not going to give me up.
Yeah. Because y'all know I had a hood red wedding. I ain't even had a real one yet. And we married.
I mean, but, you know, you can always, like, get a tattoo. You know, that's what they're doing. They get
tattoos. You get a tattoo. I want my ring.
Okay. I have a tattoo. Then my cousin got tattoos under our rings. But we still got the ring. Fuck that. I want my ring, bitch. No, I'm not going to say yes. It's his
own.
I'm ratchet. I'm shallow. My husband knows that. We cool.
Fellas, the moral of the story is, fellas, make sure you have a ring for the ladies, fellas. I'm just saying. On Glistening Glamour,
like,
we tell you one-on-one, no more.
If you're going to propose, y'all done talked about marriage, y'all done talked about kids, y'all done talked about living together if y'all ain't living together already. So discuss.
Well,
what type of ring would you like? You know, you should still talk about it, so you won't be. You might go and pay $5,000 for this ring, but the diamond might be so good to where the ring is little, so you still out of there. So just talk to her and see what she wants. Or the diamond might be too big, and she might feel like, oh, that's too much. Because I don't want no ring when somebody gonna come chop my goddamn finger off.
But I don't want no ring that's from the. That's true, but I don't want no ring from a pawn shop. I remember one conversation I had with my boyfriend a long time ago, and he was like, man, they be having some nice rings. Like, I'm talking about, like, some really nice. I don't want that.
He was
going to
get you
off
on the pawn shop, girl. You better. I'm glad you told him.
Because, you know, like, somebody, okay, say, like, we trying to pay our bills or whatever, so we try and find something to pawn just until, you know, we could pay, you know, out that bill or whatever, and then we go back to the pawn shop and get whatever we pawn, like a TV or something. So it's like, you going to buy the lady ring or whatever and give it to me as my engagement ring, and she going to go back to the pawn shop thinking her ring will be there, and her ring will be there tomorrow.
No, you can either put it where it can be sold, or you put it to where you come back to get it.
Girl, that is ratchet. I don't want that lady ring.
Maybe they separated, so she was getting rid of the memory.
Girl, that's somebody's grandma ring.
If you
want to
come back, they give you an option. If you want to come back to get something that you want, they don't put it on display for sale. They just hold it for you to come back. If you don't come back in a timely fashion, then they'll put it on display to sell.
Okay, well let's just say that's the case or whatever. And then, like, eventually she go back to the pawn shop and they say, oh man, well, I'm sorry, but we sold her. Now she heartbroken because somebody got her
damn
ring.
Problem. She shouldn't have pawned the goddamn ring. The bitch should have pawned something she can afford to lose. So, fuck that. Because if I ever get that damn broke, this ring ain't going. I don't give a damn. I'm not happy. I ain't gonna lie. When my husband went to jail once, his brother was like, "You want your man out, right? Yeah. Why don't you pawn your ring? All that bitch spend jail, because I ain't pawning my ring. I mean, damn, I ain't pawning my ring. I ain't lose my motherfucking car for him to be in jail. He didn't do it. I didn't tell that motherfucker to go to jail.
And this bitch got a husband. What the fuck? That was a true story. His brother called me and said, if you want, you love him, right? Yeah, if you want him to get out, why don't you pawn your ring? Oh, hell no. I'll wait.
I'm not about to
play.
Why would
I see that motherfucker later?
Oh, wow. But see, I can laugh about this because, yeah, Angela knows. I go to hell and high water, act like a lawyer and all kind of shit for this Negro. So I can laugh about shit like this, okay? But I ain't unasking my ring. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Sometimes you go through a lot for the damn rings, okay? Like,
I deserve this ring. Oh, shit. I'm just payback for all this free ass legal work. I need my ring.
That's hilarious.
Hello.
Oh. That's all I got.
Really?
Hey, the hell up, girl. Oh, well, wait, hold on. No, we're done. Steady.
Yes, yes.
Officer, I know you hear me. Would you buy a small ring?
You probably go to the pawn shop.
Yeah, I go to the pawn shop.
You just lost a couple of possible.
Sadie, don't go to no pawn shop, Sadie. Do not go to no pawn shop, Sadie. Really? Come on now.
That's just so rude.
I mean, dang, we all get income tax, right? Why not just wait until
why not do it to income tax?
I mean,
dang. You got to get a somebody else's ring? Like, really? And you was a millionaire. You bought a ring for your ex-gal. You never gave it to her. I still don't want it. Didn't kind of sort of those rings they passed down through the family. I don't think I might not want that one either. Y'all might be mad at me because I'm breaking the tradition. No, bitch, I don't want that ring.
So really, Chad, you would get a ring from a pawn shop?
He said, like, hell yeah, mm-hmm. Wait, but he didn't put no comment on that?
He really didn't, no. And I was, like, waiting, but that's what's up, though, Sadie. That's what's up.
Sadie don't never answer no question like that. He's full of shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, Sadie, that's so wrong.
That's funny. Well, guys, let's just not buy the ring from the pawn shop.
If he buy the ring from the pawn shop, just take it to the grave, okay? Just don't.
See,
no, but don't see, Sadie, now, anybody he proposed to, they're going to be like, where you get this ring from? Before they even say yes.
Exactly. But hold on, wait, so let's just say, okay, we don't know that he got it from a pawn shop. We don't know that, or whatever, right? So let's just say later on down the line, like you see a receipt or something like that, stating that, you know, it was purchased at E pawn shop or whatever on Richmond or something. Would you bring it up? I mean, let's just say I'm gonna put some time on it. I'm gonna say you've been married now for a year and a half.
Greater than enough.
Let's just say you've been married for 2 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you found out. Okay, I got two things. You found out you got it from the pawn shop. Not only did you get it from the pawn shop, but it's not real gold. Is that an issue?
Hell no.
That's a big issue. I can see fake diamonds, but damn, fake gold? Gold is cheap to buy. What the fuck?
Damn, baby, you make a hole out here for this young brother.
Look, if it's 10 years, I guarantee you the woman can work her man into getting her a good-ass ring. She going to be pissed the fuck off by that it's 10 years. You ain't even tried to attempt to buy me a new real ring. That's the problem. But what she might do, if it's real, what a woman might do is go and get it appraised to see if it's worth of any value, especially since she's been with him for 10 years. Kind of like, well, I've had it this long. Let's just make sure at least it's real and worth something, you know? But for fake gold, it ain't going to take 10 years for that bitch to know it's fake gold. That thing going to turn green. Married women don't take out their wedding ring. I don't give a damn. I shower shouldn't save in my wedding ring. You know?
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Oh, man.
But it's not about that. It's a thought that counts. Like, that's the thing. Like, maybe he couldn't afford it, or maybe he wanted you to have the best, and he just really couldn't get you exactly what you wanted, but he really know he want to marry. He want to spend the rest of his life with you. He don't want nobody else. And he just couldn't afford it. So it's really not about the ring.
But listen, you can afford.
Buy what you can afford, because they have rings at like $300, $500 that's real gold. It might just be a band only, but as long as you're bringing a ring that's not going to turn her finger green, and you're telling her, you know, but baby, this is for now. I'm going to get you something later, but you know I'm just getting you what I can afford. But again, if you cannot afford a ring, you might not want to get married right now.
Well, because you know, but that's true too. But you know, normally, like the whole cliche, like the father of the bride is supposed to pay for the wedding. Ain't nobody daddy paying for no damn wedding.
Nobody got no daddy.
Exactly. So he got to get this expensive, like lavish ring, okay, and then he got to pay for the wedding. He helping pay for the wedding too. So he's like, he's on this tight budget. But he know this is what he want. He want to marry you. Like, I mean, I'm trying to get a man the benefit of the doubt. Fellas, I'm really
on
your side.
To give himself
a
year or two for the wedding. Like, give himself about 5 months to purchase a ring. give themselves a year to plan the wedding. That gives them some money. You come across the income tax at least once within that time, probably twice if you give yourself 2 years. If you don't get a good refund, because you can take both of your income tax and get you a nice little decent wedding, and you might never get your good ring in there. If you can't get neither one, that means you damn sure ain't got no good job. That means you damn sure need to be getting married. I'm just saying.
I would not marry that bitch, okay?
Girl, I'm sharing all my husband money hungry, so we good.
All right, fellas, so the moral story is go get a ring for the pawn shop, have a good job before you decide to get married and propose, and wait for the income tax.
Make sure your ring is real. The diamonds, if your diamonds are fake, we can kind of understand that, but please don't turn that lady's finger green. That is the utmost embarrassment, and it's kind of scary, your finger turning green. Really? What happens when your finger turns green? What do you have to do?
It's green shit.
You don't got to go to a doctor and wash it off? What can you do?
Did you say wash it off? Go to the
doctor. Like, what can you do? I don't know. What can you do?
I'm not really sure. You might want to ask somebody at the jewelry store. They should know. Or at the pawn shop. Or at the Kingsley Market.
But yeah. So what do you guys do? Family houses, jumping from house to house. You know how that go. Taking me some Tupperware everywhere I go.
Well, I actually work, so I'll be at work 8 to 4 on Thanksgiving, and I don't know what I'm gonna do after. So. But get that good old time and a half, so I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Angela?
I will actually be in Dallas for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With
nice.
Kids and an aunties and such. Even though I don't want to be bothered at all with anybody.
Because you're just rude.
Currently making me be a people person this weekend. So, we'll see what happens.
I would love to
see
that.
I know, mama, right? I'm like the fakest socialite ever, guys.
Wait a minute. Is your mama going?
Yes, of course.
Oh, damn, I would love to be a fly on the wall. That
would be interesting.
Yeah, and y'all think I'm crazy. I know my mama crazy.
She turned to
the
sun. She is. Oh. I would like to say, since we've been doing our show, this whole Nelly show is on. I haven't really been listening, but it don't even look interesting. You know what I mean?
I looked at the preview, and I'm not interested in it either. But you know,
it don't even look like something I want to watch.
Exactly, but I'll look at it, you know, for entertainment news
and
keep up with the gossip or whatever.
No,
maybe we'll get some drama about him and Miss Jackson that we could talk about on the show.
Yeah, we need some good shit. Like, don't nobody care about none of what you're talking about right now, Nelly.
Okay, so everyone know Thanksgiving is Thursday, and so everyone is going to pig out. No one would be exercising or eating right this coming Thursday. So next week we have to get back on it as far as our health regimens and getting in the gym and going extra hard, getting all the pecan pies, sweet potato pies, and candy yams off. So y'all be safe out there. Eat enough for me because I eat enough. So y'all gotta really eat enough of me.
Oh, great. Anywho, Thanksgiving, everyone, since I won't talk to y'all. I'm actually not even looking forward to eating Thanksgiving dinner because I don't really eat that type of stuff.
You like too much.
Yeah, I just like turkey and mashed potatoes. I don't eat dressing. I don't eat yams. I don't eat ham. It's really just
regular ass day to me. But,
Lord,
what, girl? You don't know what you're missing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know, right? But everyone have a great day. Make sure y'all spend time with y'all family. Y'all don't be at these damn stores, money hungry, taking y'all away from actually spending time with y'all family because they start their sales early. I see people start sales as early as 4 o'clock. You know, black folks don't start eating until 4 o'clock. But make sure y'all get y'all family time in because you never know, next Thanksgiving, who will not be there.
That's true.
Make sure you spend time with the family and, you know, express what you're actually thankful for because you don't know when you're going to lose it.
True.
All I got.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I'm going to be eating like a fat horse. Yes, I am. I can't wait.
I
love Thanksgiving food. I love Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's just because of the food. Up top. Food only. Yes. So, yeah, give thanks, give love. I will be doing this Black Friday stuff. Saturday now, I understand the whole Black Super Soul, but not Black Super Soul got anything going on. So. Please forgive me, because I will be in everybody's soul going in. But I will be with family, so I'm still going to be spending my time with family. See? Cool. But y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Houston_Riri, RIRI. Facebook is HoustonIM. And, yeah, that's all of them, right? Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. And you can follow me, Desi, at DIMP87 on Instagram and Twitter. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
We love y'all.
I know.
Well,
happy birthday,
guys. Oh, yeah, before we go, follow me on Instagram as well and Twitter, and it's at I Am Model Angela. That's actually Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Girl, good job.
Yeah. I know, right? I'm awesome.
Okay, guys.
You know what, Facebook, let me change my name. I might be on that same page, but Facebook said I changed my name too much, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, you guys all have a wonderful evening. Be safe, please.
Yes. Adios, my people.
Bye.
Hey, y'all.